Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes with you. And Greg, another week of training camp lies ahead for North Carolina football before they begin prep for California next week for that game on September 2nd. But one area of strength, especially on the defense, is going to be the defensive backfield. Your take on MJ Stewart, Donnie Miles, and the rest of those guys?
Well, we know that MJ Stewart and Donnie Miles are really the anchors in the defensive backfield. You know, MJ Stewart is going to be a high draft pick in the NFL draft next spring. Donnie Miles will probably be drafted. But really where you kind of look around the rest of that secondary, I mean, you see some young guys. You know, Patrice Rene, KJ Sells, Miles Dorn have all played a little bit, but they showed a lot of potential last year. And so they're going to be called on to really make the next step forward. But then you also have other guys. You have guys like, you know, Trey Shaw, for example, who's a true freshman. The coaching staff's really high on what he's been able to do. He's going to play a lot this year. In fact, last week he was running with the one some. And then a guy like Greg Ross, who's redshirted but is ready to go as a redshirt freshman. So a lot of talent in place. And I think the fact that you've got guys like Stewart and Miles who have been around the block, who know what to expect, who understand the defense to really kind of guide this group is critical, because the defensive line and the linebackers are set. They're a bunch of veterans. They have a solid two deep. So how this secondary plays will really determine exactly how good this defense can be. A lot of talent back there, plenty of bodies. Another guy like J.K. Britt, D.J. Ford, are kids that have shown potential. And with good leadership, this is a group that should impress. And it's really a good sign that so many young guys are there in the years to come.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.